Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamma. Today is Thursday, January 5th, 2017, and we are at CES yet again. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
Good, man. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. So glad you're here. Dave Hamilton, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you again.
It's really good to see you yet again. And rounding up our team of crack experts, John F. Braun.
Who has not had any crack. Thanks for having me.
Resident John. Crack expert? I don't know what that means.
But I'm not judging.
Take two.
I'm not judging. Hey, we have sponsors all week long that have our back at the show, and that's iAmazing, Omni Group, Merlin Project, MacPaw, and Elgato. Thank you to all of them for having our back all week long. Hey, so we've managed to survive, what was today, PepCom?
It was, well, it ended with PepCom. And when we say today, we mean yesterday, by the time you're hearing this or by the time this is released. But yeah, it ended with PepCom. I think we all kind of had meetings throughout the day before that. So,
yeah.
Yep.
So that means we had another event where we got to see a lot of really interesting products. And since I'm betting that no one wants to be put on the spot quite yet, I can start. That's okay.
Okay, we'll put you on the spot, Jeff.
I'll go on the spot. I'm okay taking one for the team. All right, so the thing that I saw that caught my eye, well, there's a lot of things, but the thing one of the things that stood out, it's called Backtrack Skin. And what it is a little breath alcohol sensor so that you can make sure that you're not drinking too much. But you know, there's a good rule of thumb. If you're drinking alcohol, don't drive. But if you really want to know what your blood alcohol level is, they make this little thing called Skin, and it's a sensor that does, I think it's called transdermal sensing for your alcohol level. And they've designed this so it's built into an Apple Watch band.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you wear it, and so your watch, the watch part, your Apple Watch, sits on the top of your wrist. And then this sits on the bottom side of your wrist, so it's out of the way, and it's really lightweight, and it's really thin, and it's. I was surprised; I really didn't notice that it was there when I tried it on. And then it, it can sync up with your Apple Watch, so you can just look at your watch and see what's going on, and it sends the data back to your iPhone or your iPad, so you can actually track your alcohol level over time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you not only would this help you in the moment learn what your current alcohol level is and whether or not you should be operating a vehicle, but it would also teach you how your body metabolizes alcohol, at least in terms of how long it takes for you to get back to, you know, baseline.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty cool. So they have working units right now.
Okay.
And so they're ramping into production, and they have a waiting list, so you can be ready for pre-orders, and they should be shipping by spring, I believe. And I went to double-check the website for the price and couldn't find it, of course.
Naturally.
And I didn't have time to go back and look at the video that I recorded with them where they tell me exactly how much it costs. So instead, I will make it sound like this is what I intended to do. And you need to watch the video that's going to go up on Thursday to see how much this costs.
Sweet. Cool. Can I go next?
Yes, you can, Dave.
So I like to look for products that I always like to come to CES and get a glimpse at the future. Right. And it doesn't always happen. I mean, sometimes we always see cool products, but we don't always get a glimpse at the future. But today I met with a company called Energous, Energous, who has a technology that they call WATTUP, or WATTUP. And it is truly wireless charging of our devices. It's going to be released. Now, this is not something that Energous will sell directly to the consumer. This is going to be baked into the devices that you buy, and then that's how you get it. It's going to be released in three phases. The first phase has FCC approval, and is being baked into devices right now, and that is very close proximity charging, kind of like what we do with our Apple Watches. So it's wireless charging, but it is very close proximity.
So
several inches.
Okay, so you don't actually have to set it on a base like we do right now with an Apple Watch.
Yeah, you probably would want to, but it can operate, you know, at least an inch, maybe 2 inches away.
Okay.
Okay. The next phase is, and I saw all three of these today. Just the next two just don't have FCC approval yet. The next phase is 2 to 4 feet away. And where this was really cool was, and I have a video that's going up, in front of an iMac. They had the charging bar underneath the iMac, and they were using it with a remote control because the remote control would light up when it was being charged. But it could easily be used with your wireless mouse or your keyboard, and this thing would charge the remote as I got within about 2 feet of the bar, which was the iMac.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and what it's doing, it's not just blasting power out, it's pairing with the device with Bluetooth, sensing where the device is, and asking the device how much power it has in its batteries, so it can decide when it needs to charge, and then using something akin to beamforming technology. Like, all the engineers I met with are like ex-Broadcom and Qualcomm and Marvell guys, right? So these people know wireless, and they basically do beamforming to send the power to the device.
Why you lie? There's no way they do that.
I know. It's amazing.
There's just no way.
It's amazing. Yeah. And so it does this, right? And then the next phase, so that phase will be start seeing products presumably later this year. By the end of this year, we'll have products with that in it. And then sometime in the about a year from now, we will have products that work at the 15-foot range. So think about the remote for your TV, right? When that's the worst one, because when the batteries in that die, it's exactly at the wrong time.
Always, by definition.
By definition, right. Because they've actually died ahead of time. You're just finding out about it.
When you need it.
When you need it. But if this thing could keep track of, hey, that remote needs to be charged, but it needs to be charged, like, let's say April 13th. And then when April 13th comes around, you could also tell it charge at night when I'm asleep, because the thing's not going to be moving around as much. And
but it does all this automatically.
It does. Yes, yeah. Okay. Exactly. The cool part is the receiver unit is the same in all three of these scenarios. So if you were to buy something today that had Energous's Watt-Up technology in it, and you charged it like we do our Apple Watches, where you're basically putting it on a pad, when their 2 to 4 foot range charger comes out in the fall or the winter, the same device will be charged with this 2 to 4 foot.
But you'd have to buy the new charging base station.
You'd have to, right. But you may wind up getting that built into, say, the bezel of your display for your computer. And you may wind up, when you get the 15-foot range, it might be built into the bezel of your smart TV. And so then fast forward 5 years, and now, maybe not even 5 years, probably 18 months, now you're charging the batteries in your smoke alarms, all the IoT devices that are dying on the vine because you're not keeping up with all these batteries. It's not an issue anymore. You just don't have to think about it. It thinks about it. So it's really cool. And it really was like, if there's one question that I'm asked more than any other where I have to say that doesn't exist, it's when are we going to have wireless charging? And so this is it. Now, will this charge your iPhone? Yes and no. It's not going to be enough power where you would want it to rely on it as your overnight charger for your phone every day. But it's going to send, probably in the neighborhood of about 200 milliwatts. So it would be enough to, say, top off your phone while you're watching TV or something like that.
Will this also give me cancer, Dave?
Well, the FCC says no. And Energous says no. You have to remember, we're talking 200 milliwatts at most, but really all your other little devices are going to take far, far less than that. Your Wi-Fi router is pushing, 70 milliwatts sometimes? So, if you're maybe, But you're probably already going to get it, if that's the case, from all the other crap you've got in your house.
Will it turn my fillings into radios?
Only if you're lucky. You have to pay extra for that.
Okay.
So, but the good news is, like, these things, they're built to replace, the initial phase of it is built to replace the little micro USB ports that are in all of the tiny little electronics that we have that make them A, resistant or susceptible to water damage, and also, you know, B, the connectors just suck and break. The pieces are a little more expensive than the 20-cent micro USB connectors, but they're not that much. They're not that bad. The receive side transmitter or receiver starts at like less than a dollar for manufacturers
to
bake in.
Today. When this product is brand new.
Correct.
And
it's just a couple of bucks for the transmitter today.
And I mean, meaning that as time, not even necessarily very much time.
Yeah.
The prices will come down.
Like the 15-foot transmitter today, and it can't be sold because it doesn't have approval yet. But if it were to be sold today, it would be $25. So you're talking about baking that into a smart TV? It's not so bad.
We got one more question on this. This is not something that I would be able to buy for myself.
No.
I want to buy a product that has this built into it.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So cool stuff. And like I said, glimpse of the future.
All right. Very cool. And also cool. Amazing. They are one of our sponsors this week. Dave, you're familiar with them, right?
Oh, yeah. We love iMazing. So here's the deal. iMazing is the tool that you need to manage your iOS devices where iTunes leaves you hanging, right? So iTunes can put some data on your iOS devices, and it can back them up, and it can restore to your device, but it only lets you restore everything, right? iMazing lets you get a lot more granular. You can, not only can you put data on the device, but you can take things like songs and movies and all that stuff off, and you can restore individual app data back to your device. So let's say you want to wipe your device clean because it's acting flaky, but you've got two apps where the data you have isn't synced to the cloud and really matters. So you restore your device, factory reset your device.
Mm-hmm.
You do not restore from a backup, and then you use iMazing to put that data back on for just those two apps.
That is so fracking cool.
It's cool. And I mean, and that's glossing over the fact of how cool it is to be able to take songs from your iPad or iPhone off and put them on your Mac or your Windows machine. iMazing works on both. Now, here's the deal. If you visit iMazing.com/TDO, that's for this show, all lowercase, iMazing.com/TDO, here's what you get. You can try it now for free. And all week during CES, every license that's sold is sold at a 30% discount. So make sure you visit. Yeah. iMazing.com/TDO. This software is, it's one of those things where Apple gets us to a point and then we need something to take us further. iMazing does it. They're great folks over there at DigiDNA, and our thanks to them and everyone that's sponsoring us this CES week. So thanks to iMazing.
Yes, thank you very much. All right. So Brian, what is it that you found?
I found a new case from Spec for your MacBook Pro with 4-foot drop protection.
Not for your MacBook Pro, just for your MacBook.
MacBook. Okay. You're right.
It's the Presidio Clear. You're not going to be sticking my brand new MacBook Pro in one of these and testing it.
I could try, but I don't think it would fit.
No, I don't think you understand. I'm not asking.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe you were clarifying. 4-foot drop protection. That's the thing that just like stuck out in my head. It's $99. It's called a Presidio Clear, and it's going to ship later this year. 4-foot drop protection for a laptop. That's cool.
Especially now that we're getting away from MagSafe connectors.
Especially, yes, very, very good point. Very, very good point. It uses something called Impactium is what they're calling it. I call shenanigans on that name, but whatever. Well, Impactium is the name of the material.
So not Wonderflonium.
No, or Unobtainium. It's some kind of material that they developed to help absorb impacts, obviously. And anyway, it's, yeah, 4-foot drop protection on the MacBook. That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's the first case Spec has done, first MacBook case, laptop case that Spec has done with drop protection.
With drop protection. They have other cases.
Yeah.
But right. The Presidio Clear has got what's new is the drop protection.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So, Mr. Braun, what do you have for me?
Mr. John F. Braun to you, Mr. Gamut. what I have for you, and I'm going to remember to name the product and the vendor, because I forgot to do that last time.
You're just a consummate professional. That's what it is.
Well, or my esteemed colleague here, Dave, usually covers for me, and we cover for each other here. But here's the product. So sometimes newer isn't better, I would argue. Sometimes older is better. And as some of you may know, if you listen to Mackie Geb, sometimes I like older or classic things because they just work the way I like. This caught my eye.
John.
It is called the Steel HR from Withings, which is a company that has recently been a part, which is now a part of Nokia. And what is this? The Steel HR is a watch.
But it's now, more than a watch.
But you may look at it and say, wow, that is a nice, snazzy analog watch with hands and a very basic display. Similar to, I wear a Timex right now. And, you know, it serves my needs. It shows the hours, the minutes, the seconds, the date. And that's what I want. This combines what I will say the elegance of an analog watch with the sophistication of a digital watch. And that it not
you're
only
making
offers,
my heart race.
Hmm?
You're making my heart race.
Oh, wait till you see the article I wrote about this. But and I think it was a good tagline. But I liked it because it combines the old and the new in a very nice fashion. So it not only shows you the time in the analog fashion, but it offers a number of advanced, what I'll say, digital features in a not overwhelming display, but a display that fits in nicely with the analog. And it shows you a number of things. So you may be asking yourself, what does the HR stand for? I'm going to tell you, it stands for heart rate. What does this do? Well, you can probably guess. It measures your heart rate and can display it. It also will predict, and they update their software for this, which is kind of cool. It will look at what you're doing and tell you or guess, and I guess you can confirm this, what activity you're involved in. Are you running? Are you sleeping? Are you dancing? So they got very sophisticated here, and you can then download the information to an app on your smart device, I assume both iOS and Android. It also has a sleep monitor, so if it sees you sleeping, you can also set an alarm at some point where it will very gently wake you up as your watch. So there's a lot of overlap with the Apple Watch, but I like that it combines the analog and the digital.
What's
another
the cost?
Thing is it, I'm going to get there, it also offers a lot of personal assistant features. So it can relay, similar again to an Apple Watch, text, call, and event alerts to you. It's available in two versions, a 40 millimeter, I believe that's the diameter, I would think. So there's a 40 millimeter and a 36 millimeter version. The 40 millimeter version, which I believe is only in black, is $199. The 36 millimeter version, which is in both black and white, from what I recall, is $179. And if you want to learn more about that, you can go to www.withings.com and read more about it. But
How does it charge?
Good question. It will offer up to, I believe their figure was about, so it charges via USB.
Okay.
And I believe the figure that they gave was about 20 hours, which is pretty impressive. So 20 hours on a single charge.
Yeah.
Which for a smartwatch is not
they should
too
talk
bad.
To the they should talk to the Energous people and get that wireless stuff in there.
Oh yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
we've been seeing people moving into the wireless power space, and it's pretty exciting. It's also, as I think Brian had a concern, can be potentially dangerous and of concern.
Well, we've always had wireless power. It's just called microwave ovens.
I wasn't actually
Well, no, concerned. it's a totally valid question.
But I was playing straight man.
Yeah,
I wasn't concerned.
No. But it's a totally valid question. Yeah. Cool.
So that's what I saw. Awesome. The old and the new. I think it's great. Very clever combination.
Awesome. All right, Dave. You really want to say something? I can tell.
I have one thing I want to. I want to talk about a second thing very quickly. JBL has a product coming out later this year called the Sound Gear. So they make headphones, they make speakers. This is it's not a necklace, but it's a band that you wear around your neck.
I saw that.
And it creates like a personal sound zone for you, Bluetooth, that you can, you know, you can listen to whatever you want to listen to. It's got a microphone so you can take conference calls and all that stuff. But I just thought that this concept, I've never seen a product like this where you're just wearing this speaker, essentially.
Well, and the way it works, the way it creates the sound for you, it's similar to wearing over the ear headphones, but you don't have anything on your head at all.
Nothing.
It's just this little bar that hangs around your neck.
Yeah, I put it around my neck. It's very comfortable. It's lightweight. Not out yet. It's going to be later this year, summer 2017, $199. So I just, this kind of like new stuff, totally new product.
Yeah, it
category.
Was cool. When I saw it, I thought it was pretty neat too.
Yeah, so,
all right. Well, with that, we are out of time. So we have to wrap up. And thank you to iMazing, Omni Group, Merlin Project, MacPaw, and Elgato for being our show sponsors all week long. Every one of those companies rocks. Dave, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Brian, thank you for being here too.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Also, John F. Braun, it's great to have you here. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Jeff, even though you abandoned me earlier. I'm okay with that.
That's all right. It's character building. You're a better person for it. All right. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We will see everyone again tomorrow.